Hi, this is Philip Battle with SSTI, and this is the SSTI podcast. I'm speaking today with Sue Palisano, director of the Connecticut Center for Advanced Technology Education Initiative. CCAT's Education Initiative was the 2009 winner of SSTI's Excellence in TBET Award in the category Enhancing the Science and Technology Workforce. Hi, Sue. Thanks for talking to us today.
Hi, Philip. Nice to be here.
Well, maybe you could just start by telling us a little bit about CCAT's Education Initiative and why it was started.
Sure. The Education Initiative is actually part of CCAT's workforce development programs. Workforce development is one of CCAT's core concentration areas. And these programs support Connecticut's talent pipeline both today and tomorrow. We develop manufacturing curriculum and advanced training for today's workforce and help organizations improve their quality level, productivity, and efficiency. Our education initiative was created to support tomorrow's workforce, a little bit different focus. We all recognize that there's a clear need to engage more students in high-quality STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics learning. And improving STEM achievement here in Connecticut is extremely urgent, as many students, especially those in higher need districts and among minority subgroups, are not meeting science and math standards. An even more critical scenario is that Connecticut's future young workers are expected to be less prepared for the 21st century careers than those they are replacing, largely because nearly half of that future workforce is anticipated to be coming out of the state's urban centers, where unfortunately here in Connecticut we have a significant achievement gap. So we all know that a stronger foundation in science and mathematics among this cohort is essential for success in secondary school and higher education, and of course, once these young people get out into the workforce. If Connecticut and the U.S. Is to maintain a competitive edge in the global economy, we know that the pipeline of interested and qualified students who are prepared to enter STEM careers has to be increased. So CCAT certainly saw this need. And with our broad-based initiatives and network of partnerships, I believe that we are uniquely positioned to address the problem. We have established a core philosophy for program implementation that focuses on meeting the demands of that 21st century workplace. And I think what distinguishes our approach to addressing the STEM workforce crisis, because of course we're not the only folks who are looking at it, is our ability to leverage both our internal resources and our broad-based network of partners and bring them to bear directly upon our educational programming for students and teachers as well. These resources and partnerships have given us a really unique capability to augment traditional STEM curricula in the schools and introduce a real-world, authentic learning component and really better engage that diverse student body.
So you said the initiative is working to try to engage students in STEM fields and STEM careers. What are some of the projects those students are involved with?
Sure. Overall, our goal is to develop project-based K-12 STEM programming that inspires students, that enhances their technical competence, and overall, and I have to say this really is the theme in all of our programming, promotes awareness of STEM-related careers. So as an example of some of these initiatives, this is the third year we've been running a program called Catalyst Explorations in Sustainable Energy and the Environment. Catalyst Energy is a program that's run out of school, Saturdays after school, and it engages students from diverse urban and suburban school districts in the greater Hartford area in hands-on, inquiry-based science and engineering design activities. They use a lot of online collaboration, and what they're doing is investigating sustainable energy and global climate change. This is a program that's funded through a State Department of Education Interdistrict Cooperative Grant. Also funded through another interdistrict grant that we have is a program called the Young Manufacturers Summer Academy, or YMSA. YMSA is a manufacturing-themed, experiential 8-day summer program that's geared towards students actually in grades 7, 8, and 9, very young for manufacturing career awareness. And we pull these students from three technical high school district areas. This is a partnership with the state's technical high school system. And YMSA introduces students to Connecticut's high-tech advanced manufacturing industry through hands-on activities. The kids are actually on the shop floor. They do make a product. We use some simulation-based learning with them, virtual machining environments. They travel to industry locations for on-site interaction with manufacturers. And at the end of the program, we actually hold a mock career fair for students and their families. Another catalyst model program that we have that integrates in-school curriculum, out-of-school programming, teacher professional development, and mentoring is a new program called Catalyst Explorations in Aerospace and Innovation. And Catalyst Aerospace is a NASA grant-funded program that's designed to teach essential STEM concepts and skills with an engaging aerospace theme. So there's an in-school curriculum that's standards-aligned, and it emphasizes hands-on, minds-on learning and collaboration. There's an out-of-school piece that provides additional enrichment opportunities. And the program is targeting traditionally underrepresented students and engaging them in scientific research, technology, and real-world applications. And we have industry mentorships as part of this. And, of course, again, we're promoting awareness of STEM career opportunities, especially in aerospace and related high-technology fields. I'd say one of the most important lessons we've learned is that the most direct route to improving mathematics and science achievement for students is actually better mathematics and science teaching. So CCAT went about making sure that we were designated as a state-approved continuing education unit provider for teachers, and we are implementing innovative professional development programs that equip teachers with tools needed to generate student interest in emerging science and high-tech fields, and especially increase participation and achievement in STEM content areas. An example of a couple of those programs, for 4 years now, we've been running a program called the NASA Plan Teachers Academy. It's an 8-day summer program that includes coursework and hands-on activities in photonics and lasers, aerospace, and nanotechnology, and that's the PLAN in plan. The workshop is taught by industry experts, university faculty. My staff here at CCAT delivers instruction in educational pedagogy, in the areas of 21st century skills development, inquiry-based teaching, student assessment, course STEM career pathways. We help teachers develop new classroom curriculum. We, of course, conduct program assessment and evaluation. And this is a partnership with Connecticut's NASA Space Grant College Consortium. We also have two teacher quality partnership grants with the Connecticut Department of Higher Education. One of them, Path to the Future, equips grade 4 through 6 teachers to better teach science framework topics. We're increasing content knowledge of optics, telescopes, aerodynamics, and rocketry, best practices in 21st century skill development, again, inquiry-based teaching, and of course, STEM engagement. The second program is starting this summer. It's called PRISM, Promoting Rigor in Secondary Mathematics. This is a partnership with University of Hartford, Connecticut's Community College System, and the East Hartford and Hartford Public School Systems, and we'll be focusing on enhancing high school mathematics teaching and improving student college readiness.
Well, you mentioned before that CCAP's partnerships with other Connecticut organizations have been important in your success. What sort of role are they playing, and how do you keep them involved?
They play a big role. We have relationships that really span State Department of Education, as I mentioned, Connecticut Department of Higher Education, four-year colleges and universities, the community college system, the state technical high school system, informal science organizations across the state, the Urban League of Greater Hartford, Department of Labor, NASA Space Grant Consortium, FIRST Robotics, and others that can readily be leveraged to support our educational programs. Through our Air Force grant-funded National Aerospace Leadership Initiative, we also have established connections with a wide range of local industry partners, such as United Technologies, Pratt & Whitney, Hamilton Sunstrand, as well as additional partners across Connecticut's small to medium-sized enterprises from the aerospace and defense manufacturing supply chain, as well as alternative energy and laser companies and organizations. These partners and partnerships are absolutely critical to the success we've enjoyed with both our student and teacher programs. Not only do folks from these companies really rise to the occasion to provide site locations for our students to visit, but they also provide mentoring opportunities. they really bring that real-world element to our programming that I think has distinguished what CCAT is doing from what other organizations have done.
So have you learned any lessons along the way that might be useful for another organization trying to replicate your success?
Well, I'd like to think so. What I would say is, first and foremost, address the workforce pipeline at an early age. You know, we know and research proves we're not inventing the wheel here, that students often lose interest in STEM content areas by the time they get to the middle grades. And it's never too late, actually it's never too early, I should say, to develop awareness of educational and career pathways. And we also know that teachers and other stakeholders, parents, guidance counselors, principals, need to be informed and aware of STEM career opportunities as well. As I just mentioned, it's critical to establish strong partnerships across, really across academia, across industry, across government organizations. We also believe that in-school curriculum is important, and those programs certainly serve a purpose, but we also know that out-of-school experiences provide a critical component of student STEM engagement. It's that sometimes that extra push to get a student who might not otherwise think that there's a future for them in a STEM career really to get inspired and to get engaged. We also know that in order for educational programming to be transformative, it has to be comprehensive and sustained. You know, one-off, kind of high-volume, low-impact, one-day events, we believe have very little true impact on student engagement and student achievement. So that emphasis on authentic, sustained learning, we believe, is a crucial element in developing long-term student interest in science and technology. Students and really, again, teachers as well, we also know will learn best by experiencing the direct application of high technology to relevant contemporary issues. And so we try and hope that others would agree that those are elements that we include in all of our programming.
Well, Sue, thanks very much for speaking with us today about CCAT's education initiative. And if our listeners would like more information about the program, they can visit the website at ccat.us. And for more information about SSTI's award program, they can visit our website at ssti.org/awards. Thanks again, Sue.
Thanks, Phil.